This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. 9 in 10 Texans think it's harder to talk about a mental health condition than a physical health issue. The one place where it's easier to talk about mental rather than physical health seems to be in the Texas legislature. That's where a handful of bills are speeding through the House with near unanimous support. Among them, a proposal to enforce the mental health benefits already in many insurance plans. Here's the idea behind what's called parity for mental health coverage. If your health insurance covers cancer treatment, it should also cover treatment for depression or addiction.
You know, enforcing mental health coverage on par or in parity with physical health coverage is not a new idea. However, it's really the enforcement of it. It's where some gaps in coverage has existed.
That's Texas State Representative Fore Price of Amarillo. The Republican is chairman of the House Public Health Committee. He spent months researching weaknesses in the state's mental health system.
And so what we heard were stories where folks, you know, believe and have coverage in their plans, but they weren't always being adequately provided.
For example, someone has a $20 copay for a doctor's visit, but a psychiatrist visit costs $40. Federal parity laws, which were expanded under the Affordable Care Act, make it illegal to handle mental health differently than physical health. Dr. Andy Keller, CEO of the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute in Dallas, says lots of people don't know that. That's despite the fact that 3 in 4 Texans have a friend or a family member who's experienced a mental health issue.
Well, either they have a mental health condition, their loved one does, family member, someone important to them, just exact same percentage as cancer.
Like cancer, depression, anxiety, psychosis, these are treatable conditions. But Keller says the longer the delay for therapy or medication, the trickier and more expensive treatment becomes.
It's basically like cancer. If we wait 7 years, you're going to be at stage 4, you're going to need to be in the hospital, it's going to be really hard to get you back and healthy again. If we wait 7 years before we treat your psychosis, you're going to be cycling out of jail, homeless. You don't feel very hopeful.
Research shows more than half these people can, with treatment, get back to having productive lives.
But the resources we put out there are maybe 1 in 10. Have those folks get access to that kind of care?
And instead of it becoming easier to access mental health care over the past decade, it's become more difficult. That's what a new major national study in the journal Psychiatric Services reveals.
So in other words, there's actually a greater proportion of adults who lack access to care and insufficient money to purchase necessary medications for their health care than there were prior to the recession of 2008.
Dr. Judith Weissman is an epidemiologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center and the study's lead investigator. She says 1 in 10 distressed Americans in 2014 still did not have health insurance that would cover seeing a psychiatrist. That's a slight rise from 2006. Also up, treatment delays.
It does seem to indicate that many of the barriers that were in place prior to the Affordable Care Act are still there.
So what's missing? In part, Texas legislator Price says enforcement of existing laws and a place for Texans to bring their complaints. That's why he authored HB 10, which is now in the Senate.
Part of HB 10 was to create an ombudsman, which would help both providers and consumers navigate the insurance market and have a place to not only express concerns, but to make sure that, you know, coverage that they're paying for is actually enforced.
Price, who's authored a handful of other mental health bills, says it's been refreshing to work on an issue with such bipartisan support. In the minefield that is healthcare, mental health may be the one thing just about everyone can agree on. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.